Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, guys, time for a staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Nikki?
Morning.
How's everybody today?
We're okay. What's going on with you? And is it Vince?
It is Vince.
Okay. So, Nikki, how long you and Vince been seeing each other?
We've been seeing each other about 5 months now. It's been going so well.
Okay. How'd you guys meet?
Well, I met him, it sounds cheesy, but at one of those speed dating promotions on Mill Avenue, we fell for each other right away.
Wow. Aww. Okay.
Everything is going well. You know, I'm ready to say the big L word.
Lesbian? Oh,
loser.
What is...
Okay, you ready to tell him that you love him?
I am.
Okay, well, sounds like everything's going good. What's the problem then?
Well, his mom is a huge problem.
Okay.
He's
cheating on you with his mom? That's weird.
Oh, I'm confused.
Yeah, what's going on?
I met his mom, and she was very clear from the first time that she met me that her son was making a mistake.
Oh.
She told her son that he was making a mistake dating you?
No. She said to me that he was making a mistake dating at all.
Oh, whoa. So his mom was, like, trying to warn you?
What she was saying was he should go back to his ex-girlfriend, Erica, because she knew that he was still in love with her.
Wow.
Dang. That's not a good situation.
Yeah, no. Nice to meet you, too.
I wasn't sure if she was trying to run me off or she was telling me the truth.
Right.
He was with Erica for, 4 years, and Erica got real close to his mom, and they were buddy-buddy. And so I said, well, you know, if you don't mind my asking, why'd they break up? And apparently Erica cheated, and it broke up.
And his mom wants him to work it out with his ex that cheated on him?
That was what she literally said to me, that he still has something for her and he shouldn't be dating because he still loves her.
That is so weird.
Maybe she is just trying to look out, honestly. Like, if she knows her son is still in love with this person, she has a point. He shouldn't be dating. That's just crazy. Like, how did you even handle that news? Like, you're there with her. What'd you say?
Well, I don't want to step on the wrong foot, you know, and it's his mom.
Right.
I was soaking it in at that point to see. I wanted to test the waters and see what kind of person she was.
Mm-hmm.
So we did come by her house on Valentine's Day. He wanted to bring her some flowers. Hey, Mom, these are for you. Very nice. And we were leaving, and we were on our way to the door, and he said, I'm just going to run to the restroom. I'll be right back. And his mom leaned over and said very low, he's still seeing her.
When she says that, what do you say back to her?
My mouth was just hanging open, and I was just looking at her like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally understand that. I wouldn't know what to say.
I hate her for you. Hell with that, Mom.
Well, unless she's being honest.
Maybe she's warning me. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe she is warning you that her son's a piece.
Well, I feel like if she knows that her son is doing something shady, then she should be raising him a little more right and telling him you should be honest with her. But I wouldn't go behind my son's back and be all sneaky and rude and be like, hey, still seeing her.
Right. Or maybe his ex is bombing the sack. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh.
Hooking it up like a tow truck.
What?
You ever heard that?
No.
Hook it up like a tow truck.
Okay. Nope. That's a saying no one needs.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do, listen, man, let's call your man. What's his name? Vince?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Let's call Vince. We're going to offer him a free romantic hotel stay. And we're going to ask that one question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
At that point, hopefully he says your name, Nikki, and not his ex, Erica. If he does, then his mama was telling the truth. Mm-hmm. And you should get out of this relationship real, like speed dating, speed breaking up, for real. You know what we should do, Anish? Said that his mom...
Set him up?
Oh,
entered.
Yes.
That's entered him.
Odd, but I think it would work.
Yeah. If he's a mama's boy, then he's going to think it's on the up and up. Just say his mom entered him in his hotel stay.
Okay, let me just write that.
Yeah, he sounds like a mama's boy.
Right.
I don't like his mom.
Me either. All right.
Something's just not right, and we need to figure that out for you, girl.
Nikki, hold on right there. We're going to try to set him up, and hopefully he says you. If he does, then you owe him an apology.
I really will. Some fingers crossed, you know, honestly.
Hopefully legs crossed, too. What the hell?
Oh, jeez.
Hey. Staycation setup. That's up next. Good morning, mess. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back with the staycation setup. We are scratching our heads around here. My goodness. This is a mama's boy, I feel like, right? This guy
he's
dealing
with.
Yeah.
We were talking to Nikki, and she's dealing with a guy. She met speed dating, this new thing that none of us have ever done, but she met the guy 5 months ago. It's falling for the guy. The big problem is his mom. She keeps telling Nikki here that he's still in love with his ex. Not cool.
No.
Nope.
So, Nikki, you don't have no idea if he is still in love with his ex or still seeing his ex.
I haven't seen any signs of it, but, you know, I mean, the girl is always the last to know.
Well, the main girl, side girl, is always the first to know. So my thing is, his mom told you that he's still seeing her as well.
That's where I just really need to find out. Is mom lying to run me off? Is he lying and cheating on me?
Mm-hmm.
There's something rotten in Denmark, and I don't know what it is, and I don't know how to figure it out.
Where's Denmark? Is that near Guadalupe?
No, we don't need to know the answer to that. The most important thing is you need to know for sure what is happening in your relationship, and that's what we're here to help you with, okay?
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Vince?
Yes.
Hi, Vince. My name is Jonathan with the Aurora Hotel, and I've actually got some good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay, so it's a great thing. We're going to put you up in our penthouse suite, and we're going to accompany that with our honeymoon package, and I'm calling both to congratulate you and to see if we can get you set up with your reservation.
It sounds cool, but I'm not into the promotions or whatever you're trying to do. I apologize.
No, there's nothing to apologize here, and actually there's no ordering that was done. You were submitted by your mother, actually, who wanted to have you set up for this giveaway.
My mom?
Yeah, and you've been selected as the grand prize winner, so we're really excited for you. And again, I'm just calling to confirm some details for your reservation.
Oh, this is real, though. It's no scam or anything? Like, I got, like, 3 days in some hotel or something?
The only thing we're going to ask is a review of your experience in return for the stay. But outside of that, I just need to get some questions answered, and we can get you all taken care of, okay?
All right.
Perfect. So, Vince, my first question for you is, with this romantic weekend stay, we leave a personalized note for your guest of honor. Would you like for me to write something specific? You can take a moment to think about that. I'm ready to write when you are.
Oh, let's put to my forever love.
I've got that written down for you, sir. Now, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I just need to get your guest name for the reservation, sir.
So just put Erica F-A-Y-E.
You're a you know that?
Huh?
Damn it, Vince.
Vince, we got to let you know that you're actually live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5, and your girlfriend gave us a call and let us know that you might be cheating on her with your ex.
What?
Wow, you are dumb, Vince.
Why would you
waste your
time? What's going on? You just said that you forever loved Erica, and you've been dating me for 5 months.
This is like a setup. I don't even know what that is.
Obviously, idiot. We set you up, and you're cheating.
Okay, set me up, and I'm cheating.
Why are you going to
go back with a girl that cheated on you?
We're talking about Erica? You're
going to go back to her. I'm not with Erica.
You just said you wanted to take her on a romantic staycation. You're with Erica.
Seriously.
Or at least you're trying to be.
Well, you wanted me to invite someone. I didn't know if it was appropriate to bring Nikki.
What?
Like, that's appropriate?
Hold on.
What are you talking about?
We've been going out for 5 months.
My guy.
I mean, it sounds like a nice place. I didn't know if this was like, I don't know.
So
like,
you say your ex-girlfriend's full and last name. It can't be any other. Erica, you're saying you want to take your ex-girlfriend, who, by the way, from what your girlfriend is telling us, your mom told her that you're still seeing.
My mom did not tell you.
Your mom's a snitch.
You call my mom a snitch?
Yeah.
She didn't do that. She didn't tell you any of that. I never heard that. I've never seen that.
She told me everything, honey. She told me the first time I met her that you still were in love with your ex. Mm-hmm. And she told me on Valentine's Day that you were still seeing him.
You don't even know my mom. You met my mom like twice.
You know what? Fuck your mom.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
Look, she knew Erica, yeah, went out with her 4.5 years.
God. You know what? Okay, you still.
Nikki, we can talk about this. We can talk about this, like, not on the radio.
You, your cheating ass ex, your mom, your dumbass sister, your stupid smelly cat, you can all just go straight to hell. I am not interested here.
Jesus.
She hung up?
Yeah.
Why don't we get my mom on the phone, guys?
Why are we talking about this smelly ass cat you got? You're a grown-ass man, first of all. You shouldn't have a cat. And you got a smelly one, too.
Joey,
stop
it.
I can't with this guy.
I can't with you or him. Can y'all just stop? And we're not calling your mother, seriously.
Smelly cat.
No, you want to go all the way?
Smelly cat. Why are you now single?
Okay. I'm going to go call Nikki back and see if we can get her some counseling services since everybody else here is talking about
a
cat.
I think you guys need counseling. No,
okay.
No, no.
All right, Vince. Vince, you still there? Hey, Vince, you still there?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure so I can hang up you and that smelly-ass cat. Hold on.
Get rid of him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.